From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The eighth round of the UN-backed Syrian peace process gets underway Tuesday, but the government delegation has delayed its arrival. However, UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura remained upbeat about the prospect of ending the nearly seven-year conflict.
I did say after Raqqa, after Deir ez-Zor, and let us now perhaps say also after the government of Syria defeated ISIS recently in the last stronghold of Abu Kamal, the operation to combat and defeat ISIS territorial foothold in Syria would have completed its main tasks, and there would be a moment of truth for bringing about a real political process. I still believe that the moment of truth has arrived.
The opposition continues to insist President Bashar al-Assad stepped down as part of any peace deal. A Syrian newspaper said the government's decision to delay the arrival stems from the opposition's position. Anthony Billingsley is an analyst with the Australian University of New South Wales.
Everybody, apart from some of the opposition groups and perhaps the US, have accepted that Assad need not necessarily go. And so there's a fundamental problem there if the Geneva talks are going to make any progress.
On the ground, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said another government artillery barrage, a rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus, killed nearly 20 despite a ceasefire. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, dissolved the cabinet of his predecessor, Robert Mugabe, just 3 days after being sworn in. He's so far named a new interim finance minister. Meanwhile, the country's former finance minister, Ignatius Chombo, has been denied bail as he awaits a trial on corruption charges. He became the first Mugabe loyalist to be charged following the military takeover that led to Mr. Mugabe's resignation. This is VOA News.